Good evening, I'm Pete Bone. This is Decision 2024, the day after. Lang Delton doing mouth orchestra. He just pretends like he's the orchestra and mouths the sounds an orchestra would make. That's good, Lang.
Okay.
Yes, I'm Pete Bone. I'm the guy who feels very, very strongly about a lot of things. When you listen to Pete Bone, you know exactly where I'm coming from. I may change my mind, but so what? I am Pete Bone. I believe in very, very strong principles. I stand my ground unless I change my mind, and I may do that in the course of a show. I'm the only host, as a matter of fact, in all of America, in all of the world, who takes a very strong stand and then, halfway through a thought, changes his mind and goes the other way. Lang Delton.
Pete Bone.
Commercial break. Are we falling that far, huh?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I got Lang Delton doing the music.
Oh, what's the matter?
Nothing, Lang. You're doing a great job. Could you go and grab me? Never mind, Lang. Would you go in the dressing room? I think you need to have your nose wiped.
We're not on camera.
Yeah, you're right. We're not on camera, but just go have something wiped off, will you?
God, what's the problem?
What's the problem? First of all, I've got a producer that sounds like both testicles didn't drop. They went up into your throat, okay?
I told you! I have a very high speaking voice, but when I sing...
So I'm in China the evening.
I know.
See?
Yeah. All I'm saying is, if I've got Lang Delton doing the music, people are going to laugh at me.
They're already laughing at you, Pete. They're already laughing at you. You take a really strong stand, but you may change your mind? What the hell?
Fuck off.
What? What'd you say?
I said to fuck off.
Well, you... Did you ever talk to me like that?
Three... Two, wait a minute. Yeah. Okay, go. Three, two, one. Pete Bone. Takes a strong stand about everything, unless he changes his mind and then goes in the opposite direction. I'm Pete Bone, and you see that I do my own announcing. Why? Because I don't trust any monkey to sit down and go, "Here's Pete Bone." I say who I am. And I'm the one that does my own announcing, okay? And I take a strong stand, and if I feel like changing my mind, so what? A lot of people do that. I've been married 5 times, and every single solitary one of those women would say one thing and 2 seconds later say something else. They, in fact, at the very beginning of the marriage, they said, "I'd like to marry you," and then later on, they divorced me. Here's my producer, Rip Kilgallen, to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Rip Kilgallen, and my voice, I sound like this because I feel like it. Usually, I can go like this. I can say,
"Hi, I'm Rip."
But I talk this way, so Pete feels like more of a man, okay?
Oh, sure.
That's right. And now here's Pete Bone.
So we had an election last night, and today we know the winner. And let me tell you how I feel about that. I think it's fantastic that America has presidential elections. I think it's fantastic that we can choose a candidate to be president of the United States. It kind of bothers me that we can't get it figured out. We always have to have some problem now with how they count the votes, where they count the vote, who counted the vote, when did they count the vote, what color was the guy that counted the vote, how tall was the guy that counted the vote, who was the guy that came in and voted. All of this, of course, goes into the mix. It's the new America. I understand. I get it. But today, we have a president. And what do I think about the president that we've chosen? I happen to think that I like them, maybe. I like them, maybe. I'm Pete Bone. I'm Lang Delton doing the music.
Hi, Rip Kilgallen from the Pete Bone Show. Pete is now offering up tapes of his show over the last 5 years. You can get the best of Pete Bone, or what we call the best of the bone. The best of the bone. Write it now for only $12.95. Get the Pete Bone Best of Bone or Best of the Bone. The CD is Best of the Bone. The tape is Best of Bone. I don't even... There isn't tape, is there?
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. So Best of the Bone. I'm Rip Kilgallen.
That's me.
Now back to Pete Bone.
Pete Bone.
Welcome back to Pete Bone. I was the guy that just went, Pete Bone, because Rip Kilgallen usually does that, but he was concluding the commercial that he had just did live, that he had, excuse my language, that he just did for the Pete Bone Show. Well, democracy is a wonderful thing. I take a very firm stand, and a lot of people say, well, how's that controversial, Pete? Big deal. So you agree with democracy. I do agree with democracy. How's that a very controversial stand? Because sometimes democracy, yeah, doesn't work. Sometimes we need something more than democracy. Sometimes we need a dictatorship. How do I feel about that? I don't like dictatorships. I don't think they're a good idea. I think if anybody wanted to make a dictatorship out of America, I think they ought to be taken out. At least they should be listened to. They should be considered. They should have their thoughts viewed and perhaps even published and passed around so people can read what they have to say. But at the end of the day, the Pete Bone feeling on dictatorship is you are the best person to decide. Pete Bone.
We'll be back with more Pete Bone in just a minute. I'm Rip Kilgallen. People often ask me, what kind of a guy is Pete behind the scenes? I'll tell you, Pete's a great guy. He's a wonderful guy. When I first went to work for Pete and I had this kind of squeaky voice, see, the voice, it's my voice box. It's the larynx. I have a spasm. It kind of freezes up. I can usually talk normally. When I'm talking to my wife, I say things like,
yeah, man, I like what you're wearing tonight.
But right now that I'm on the air, I can't do that, see? Anyway, Pete's a great guy, and I want you to meet Pete. We're going to have a meet and greet Pete, and it'll be a meet and greet Pete on the island of Crete. What do you think of that, huh? I'm just kidding. It'll be a meet and greet Pete, though, at Pete's Barbecue on South Street in downtown Surly. That's meet and greet Pete at Pete's Barbecue on South Street, downtown Turley, last week. I'm just kidding. Next week, next Friday, be there. Be there or be square.
Pete Bone.
Pete Bone here. Well, we had an election. America has chosen a president, and let's hope we've made the right choice. Let's hope that that individual carries us through to victory over the next 4 years in the economy, in issues like, crime, and issues like cost of living and how we're all living. Are we living well? Are you better off today? Let me ask you a question, because, you know, Pete Bone, I don't mess around. A lot of people say, boy, that Pete Bone, wow. This guy takes a really strong stand on stuff. And I say, yeah, that's right. Yes, I do. And they'll say, well, you know, we'd like to discuss this with you, Pete. No, I'm not going to discuss anything. Pete Bone doesn't discuss. Pete Bone decides. That's why people like the Pete Bone Show. And I can tell you the most important issue the American people are facing over the next 4 years. You don't even have to go out and canvass on this. You don't have to go and do any door-to-door on this. You don't have to do a poll. The most important issue the American people will be facing over the next 4 years will be a number of things. Wait a minute. Will be a couple of things. One of them will be the economy. Another thing will be a woman's right to choose. And there will be some other things. So when I say that I'm very firm on these issues, I'm very firm on what is it going to be? Okay, you want to know what the single biggest thing is going to be? It's going to be, I'm going to announce that next week at our Meet and Greet Pete at Pete's Barbecue on South Street in Surly. That's Meet and Greet Pete, Pete's Barbecue, South Street in Surly. I will announce then and there exactly what it is that America needs to do most of the next 4 years. Let's go to some more calls right now, okay? Glenn, let's go to Glenn. Glenn's calling us from Clown Ridge. Go ahead. You're on the Pete Bone Show.
Hey, Pete, listen, I listened to you just a minute ago. You said you were going to take a stand and tell us what you thought over the next 4 years. Then you said, I got to come out to the meet and greet Pete. Why can't you just say...
Are you the guy that called last week?
Yeah, I called last, and I also sent you the postcard.
You know, you got to really give it a rest, pal. I'm Pete Bone.
I know you're Pete Bone. You get on there, and you say you take a firm stand...
How long have you been listening to me?
What?
How long have you been listening to me?
I listen off and on the last 3 years.
All right, you know that I take a very, very firm stand, okay?
No, you don't. That's just it. You never do. You say, I'm going to take a firm stand...
Yeah, go ahead. You were going to say the only thing I got a firm grip on is my dick. Is that it?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, see? See how I can anticipate what you're going to say? See how I can anticipate what you're going to do? I'm Pete Bone, okay? And
listen, you and this guy Ted Bell, and there's a couple of the other ones over there, they all say the same thing. I'm, and then they give their name, like they're God Almighty, like they're Jesus off the cross. All I'm asking for is, what do you think the number one issue is facing the American people over the next 4 years?
Okay, you really want to know?
No, I just called up because I'm kidding. No, I don't want to. Yes, of course I want to know.
All right. The number one issue facing the American people over the next 4 years is individual self-control, so that when they call, like a talk show...
Oh, you...
Okay, well, you don't want to hear it.
No, you're hemming and hawing and...
Hold on, we got to take a break, okay?
Yeah, sure.
We'll take a break. Lang Delton going to cue us into the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Lang Delton sounds like...
I'm Pete Bone, and on the phone with me right now is one of my listeners who thinks that I don't really take firm stands on things. So I'd like to recommend a book to you, sir, okay?
Yeah.
It's called The Pete Bone Story.
Yeah.
And it is an exciting story of my life, how I came up, where I was raised, the things I believe, the things that I fight for. I fight for you, sir.
Uh-huh.
So I would recommend you get that book, sir.
Are you going to give it to me for free since I'm on the air with you?
No, I'm not. I want you to pay for it. You know why? Because I want you to know what it's like to actually pay and earn something in your life. That's what Pete Bone's all about.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm Lang Delton. Thank you, Lang Delton. This is the Pete Bone Show. Where's Rip? Did you hear the floor heater?
I did, yeah. I turned it on. It was kind of cold.
Well, okay.
Well, you got a problem?
No, it's fine. Pete Bone here, and we get so many cards and letters from people saying, you know, we're lost, Pete, without you, without your firm grip on reality. We've almost wanted to turn that into a slogan, even though it is kind of crude. Pete Bone's got a firm grip on it, and then I have my hand on a stick shift, which is placed sort of, you know, strategically between my legs. So it's like I'm a race car driver, but also I've got a firm grip, see? And we wanted to do that.
Why are you telling people? What are you doing?
What's the matter?
Why are you telling people this? This is...
It was a good...
We didn't. We decided we weren't going to do it. Don't you remember? Because, oh, God.
Hey, man, would you go and sit down someplace and not be on mic? Because your voice is...
Really? You want some?
No, I don't. Anyway, I know that Rip's getting angry, but it's a good campaign. Pete Bone's got a firm grip on it, and there I am with my hand right on the stick shift, and it's between my legs. You understand what I'm saying, right? So if you believe that Pete Bone does have a firm grip on it, spread the word about our show, The Pete Bone Show. We've got a firm grip on it. Pete Bone. Welcome back here to The Pete Bone Show. So election day came and went. We have a president of the United States. We have a new president of the United States, as a matter of fact. Joe Biden has willingly stepped from the scene. And now we have a new president. And a lot of people are saying, who did you vote for, Pete? Who do you like? Are you happy with the choice that America has made? And it always amuses me that people still don't get it about me. I don't waver. I make a statement and I stick with it. Like glue, baby. I am all over it, like white on rice, like cold on ice. I just drape myself over it and almost suffocate it with how much over top of it I am. Because I'm Pete Bone. Who did I vote for? Do you think it's anybody's... What do you think, Rip?
Yeah, you should say, because you do a talk show.
Okay. I voted for the best person.
Holy shit.
What's with you, man?
Oh, come on, Bone. Get your hand out of your pants for once.
I voted for the very best person. I'm Pete Bone. I don't mess around. Okay? You want a name? Why do you need a name? I voted for the very best person. There. Why did I vote for the very best person? Because that's what I do. I vote for the very best person. Do you? I don't think you do. I think you vote for the person that makes you feel good. I think you vote for the person that makes you, you know, get all warm and fuzzy inside. I think you vote for the person that may be the best looking. I don't really think a lot of you people vote for the best person. I do. Why? Because I'm Pete Bone. And when I say I do something, I do it. And when I take a stand, I let everybody know. And I never waver. I voted for the best person. And
yeah, but why aren't you saying the name? People think you're being gutless.
Why don't you do something with your voice, okay?
I told you, it's a spasm with the... Oh, God.
He's my producer. He's a great guy, but he's got this kind of a spasm in the vocal cords that... Oh, man, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. You didn't think so when you hired me. You want to know why? Because my family had money, and we bankrolled your operation.
Could you get out of here, Rip, please? Lang, some music. The Pete Bone Show. Pete Bone, we'll be right back. I'm right back. I'm Pete Bone. And we've had a lot of questions from people. They said, who did you vote for? Well, I voted for the best person. They said, now, Pete, what is the number one issue facing the American people of the next 4 years? And I said that it is the American people trying to figure out what the most important issue is. See, the reason why people get angry with me, they think that I'm wavering. They think I'm playing games. No, I'm not. That's exactly the number one issue. The number one issue is whether the American people can decide what the number one issue is. And then finally, the big question is, how do I think the economy will do over the next 12 months? I think the economy, the United, and this is a very important question because people are all about the economy. They're all about cost of living. They are all about prices. They're all about, you know, their jobs as well, and making sure that the market is healthy and is ready for the products that America is going to produce and put out there for consumption. But people are asking me, how do I think the economy is going to do over the next 12 months? And I have to tell you, and I'm going to be very, very honest, because Pete Bone never screws around. The American economy over the next 12 months is... that's all the time that we've got. The Pete Bone Show is over.
Well, what a pussy.
You want me to kick your ass?
What, do you kick my ass? No. I kick your ass, Pete. You don't kick my ass.
You push me and you push me and you push me.
That's right. My family bankrolled this. Just do the...
Okay. Anyway, thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, man.
Bitch.
What'd you call me?
I called you bitch.
Well, you little... I never touched him.
He didn't hit me.
We'll see if we get phone calls on that, though, because our numbers are through the floor.
Yeah, our ratings blow. Our ratings blow. Pretty sizable ape.
Yep. The Pete Bone Show, I'm sorry, that's all. Tune in tomorrow. I'll tell you the most important issue that will be facing the American economy over the next 12 months. I'm Pete Bone, and I take stands that nobody else will take. That's why people listen to me. I'm Pete Bone. Lang Delton, why don't you earn your money and take us out of this garbage dump?
Jesus.
Wow, you think just because I'm happy-go-lucky Lang Delton and I do Moth Orchestra that I'm going to take all your stuff?
Pretty much, yeah. That's what I pay you for, isn't it?
You don't pay me near enough, punk.
Oh, man, would I...
Lang, hold on. Lang, just play us out.
Okay.
Pete Bone.
Make me look like a monkey?
Oh, will you shut up, Rip? Ever since your voice went bad, man, you know... I'm always having a cover for you.
The Pete Bone Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
I'm Lang Delton.
Big wow.
You cut one in my studio, man. You know how long it's going to take to air this place out?
Yeah.